Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. This podcast, I'd like to recognize the work of some unsung and often unheard of animal heroes, beginning with those who work for the United States Department of Agriculture. They rarely have names like Avenger or other names that radiate machismo. But these are the dogs who protect us on a daily basis from terrorists who can undermine our well-being every bit as much as a bomb dropped in a certain place at a certain time. These animals, and many of them are shelter dogs, who have been trained to sniff out parasites, bacteria, and other microorganisms that could devastate our food supply or make us sick. In my area of the Northeast at Logan Airport, it's the Beagle Brigade. I like that. I like the sound of the Beagle Brigade. I like knowing that they're there, checking for things that most people consider insignificant. Checking fruits and vegetables and meats that people sometimes accidentally or naively bring into the country, or maybe sometimes deliberately bring into the country. And the same for those endangered species or endangered species parts. I'm glad those animals are there, and I appreciate the work that they're doing. A second group of unsung heroes worldwide are rats. Yes, 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 I know. Rats are one of those animals like spiders that we're just supposed to hate from birth because of some good reason. But there are rats out there who are locating mines so that those areas that have been mined with explosives can be turned into fields and produce food for people who badly need food. Other rats find flaws in electrical circuitry that otherwise would require dismantling of a whole area of wall, and maybe many areas of wall before the flaw can be found. They can go into smaller places where the more acclaimed and more aesthetically pleasing search and rescue dogs can't go. So another tribute goes out to them this week. And even the regular run-of-the-mill rats, yes, they upset us. Yes, they're smart. They're incredibly smart. Did you ever wonder why, when we had such an incredible predator-prey pair, such a nice, non-polluting rodenticide in the form of the cat, that we decided that we didn't want cats to do that? That we would much rather use poisons that first weren't toxic, or not that toxic, to our other animals. But as the rats become resistant to those rodenticides, the toxins are becoming more and more potent, to the point that they're not only toxic to other animals, some of them are even toxic to humans. Did you ever wonder about that? Why we had this glorious, this gorgeous predator-prey system where as the rodents got smarter, the cats got smarter. They were constantly evolving together. I can't think of a single rodenticide that I would want to put on the bottom of my bed. But I can say without a doubt that anytime my cat wants to curl up and sleep there, he's more than welcome. My last group of unsung animal heroes are all of our companion animals who are stable enough to live with us, stable enough to deal with our ups and downs and our inconsistencies and our moods. Oh my goodness, our moods. How heroic of them. They didn't evolve to deal with the kinds of stresses we're imposing on them. And yet, a remarkable number of them do very, very well. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm sure there are times when my dogs and my cat think I'm quite mad. And I'll be the first to agree with them. There are times, and I know it. I act like a blithering idiot relative to their expectations of me, and I appreciate it. I appreciate their courage, their heroism, and their ability to hang in there. So here's to all the unsung animal heroes. I'm sure there are a lot more out there. Thanks for being there.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.